Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're exploring A Year of Self-Care by Dr. Zoe Shaw, published in 2021. This inspiring book is a call to action for everyone to prioritize their well-being and cultivate a lifestyle rich in self-love and care. Through its pages, Dr. Shaw offers practical guidance on integrating daily rituals of self-care into your routine, ensuring that investing in yourself becomes a natural part of your life. Dr. Zoe Shaw is not just an accomplished therapist with 15 years of experience, but also a devoted mother of five and the engaging host of the podcast, Stronger in the Difficult Places. Her approach combines coaching with women-centered counseling services, reflecting her deep understanding of the challenges and pressures faced by caretakers, parents, and those going through tough life transitions. A Year of Self-Care is particularly suited for caretakers and parents who often place their own needs last, individuals suffering from burnout due to the relentless pace and demands of modern life, and anyone navigating challenging life transitions in need of guidance and support to prioritize their well-being. Embark on this transformative journey with Dr. Zoe Shaw as your guide and discover how to weave self-care into the fabric of your daily life, paving the way for a healthier, happier, and more fulfilled you. A Year of Self-Care: Daily Practices and Inspiration for Caring for Yourself. Introduction: Rediscover the joy of being your own best friend. Imagine the most critical, enduring, and foundational relationship in your life. No. It's not the one with your partner, nor is it the bond you share with your best friend or your children. It's the relationship you have with yourself. Now, take a moment and reflect. How do you talk to yourself? Are your inner dialogues filled with harsh criticism or gentle encouragement? In a world that glorifies perfectionism, where high achievers and go-getters are often placed on a pedestal, the pressure to meet unrealistic expectations can be overwhelming. This culture of relentless pursuit, often heavier on accolades for achievements than on empathy for efforts, leaves many of us trapped in a vicious cycle of self-criticism. We end up scolding ourselves for the smallest mishaps, overlooking the myriad things we've done right. But what if we flipped the script? What if, instead of being our own harshest critics, we became our loudest cheerleaders? Imagine treating yourself with the same kindness, patience, and excitement you would show a child learning to walk. Each step, no matter how small or unsteady, is met with applause and celebration. It's in this nurturing environment that true growth and learning flourish, not under the weight of condemnation, but on the wings of encouragement. This is what lies at the heart of self-care. It's not about indulgence or self-centeredness. It's about fostering a relationship with yourself that's built on love, understanding, and support. By shifting the way we talk to ourselves, we not only transform our inner world, but begin to change how we interact with everyone around us. The compassion we cultivate within spills over, enhancing our connections with others. So, let's embark on a journey, a year of self-care. It's a challenge that sounds daunting but requires surprisingly modest beginnings. Just 15 minutes a day dedicated to nurturing your relationship with yourself can have profound effects. You'll not only witness a decrease in illness and a boost in confidence, but also experience a newfound sense of serenity and empowerment. This is your invitation to transform your life by changing how you relate to yourself. After all, the best relationship you'll ever have is the one you nurture with your own heart and soul. Part 1. A New Beginning, Putting Yourself First. It's a scenario many of us are all too familiar with. We set out to revolutionize our lives with fresh resolutions, only to find ourselves slipping back into old habits mere weeks later. Perhaps you vowed to quit smoking as the new year rang in, only to find yourself lighting up again before the winter chill had even thawed. Or maybe you've noticed that in your efforts to be there for everyone else, your family, your friends, your community, you've inadvertently left yourself last on the list. There lies a stark reality in the realm of self-care. If you don't ardently care for and advocate for yourself, you can hardly expect others to treat you with the respect and kindness you deserve. While sacrificing your own needs for the sake of others might appear noble at first glance, it's a path fraught with danger, unless you're also making an effort to tend to your own well-being. Neglect yourself for too long, and you're staring down the barrel of depletion, resentment, and burnout. The silver lining is that it's never too late to take the reins of your life and invest in your self-care. It starts with a simple yet profound shift in awareness. Recognizing what self-care genuinely means and how you can weave it into the fabric of your daily life. Forget the notion that self-care is about lavish expenditures or indulgent pampering suited for celebrities. Instead, embrace the understanding that at its core, self-care is a zero-cost practice that enriches your life in immeasurable ways. Self-care is holistic. It embraces the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical facets of your being, nurturing each aspect with diligence and love. Just as we care for the precious things in our lives, from prized possessions to beloved pets, so too must we care for ourselves, whether it necessitates a quiet morning walk, a moment of reflection in the sun, or shielding ourselves from harmful influences. Understanding and meeting our own needs is paramount. Embarking on a journey of self-care is fundamentally about embarking on a journey of self-discovery. It's about peeling back the layers to uncover a deeper understanding of who you really are, your fears, your desires, your dreams, and your resistances. So let this moment be your starting point. This is your invitation to explore, to nurture, and to renew. The journey to discovering and caring for the most significant person in your life, yourself, begins now. Part 2. Dare to discover. Embrace the unknown and transform. In the tapestry of life, immersing yourself in new and uncharted experiences can be a powerful conduit for self-discovery and growth. Have you ever thought about spending an afternoon lost in the contemplative silence of a museum or people watching in a bustling cafe? Perhaps there's a new playlist you've been eager to dive into, or a novel waiting patiently on your shelf for you to unfold its pages. Or maybe there's a cooking or dance class you've promised yourself but have yet to check off your list. As we stride deeper into adulthood, it becomes all too easy to tread the well-worn path of familiarity, dodging anything that doesn't align neatly with our entrenched routines and interests. The idea of starting ballet as an adult might seem ludicrous if it wasn't part of your childhood repertoire, but why should it be? Facing new experiences invariably means confronting our vulnerabilities head-on, examining the layers of fear and apprehension that hold us back. Maybe the thought of floundering in a beginner's hip-hop class or feeling out of place in a silent cafe invites discomfort. But consider this: what truly is the worst that could unfold if you were to embrace these moments of embarrassment? What if these instances of stepping out of your comfort zone are not pitfalls, but rather stepping stones to a fuller, more authentic self? For those who are navigating the turbulent waters of significant life upheavals, be it a breakup, job loss, or the passing of a loved one, the journey may seem especially daunting. These seismic shifts can shake the very foundations of our identity and sense of stability. Yet, it is within these moments of profound change that the soil becomes most fertile for personal growth and transformation. Embracing these transitions can be the catalyst for shedding outdated layers of yourself, paving the way for new streams of energy and creativity to flow. Self-care, in its essence, is about recognizing and seizing the opportunities hidden within life's disruptions. It's about acknowledging that the cracks and crevices of our experiences are not just voids to be feared, but spaces where light can enter, encouraging us to grow in directions we never anticipated. So take that chance, sign up for the class, book the trip, start the book, face the unknown with a spirit of curiosity and a heart open to the endless possibilities of renewal. Your next great adventure in self-discovery might just begin with the courage to try something new. Part 3. Embrace the art of living simply. Consider the space you call home. Is it a sanctuary adorned with carefully chosen items that spark joy, or is it cluttered with impulse buys and items that no longer serve their purpose? Look around. Do you find joy in the simplicity of your favorite coffee mug each morning? Or do you navigate through a sea of barely used gadgets to start your day? Simplicity in our surroundings goes far beyond mere aesthetics. It's a reflection of the life we choose to lead. The journey towards simplicity is not about stripping life down to the bare minimum, but about enriching it by distilling down to what truly matters. Clutter, whether it's in the form of physical items or the excess noise in our lives, from outdated habits to lingering negative thoughts, obscures our view of what's genuinely important. It's not just about the tangible stuff, but also encompasses the relationships, emotions, and routines that have outlived their usefulness in our lives. This process calls for deep introspection, urging us to honestly examine what we need versus what we've been conditioned to want. Consider, for example, the habits we turn to for comfort. A drink to unwind after a long day might start as a single glass, but can easily spiral, clouding much of our week in a fog. Or perhaps the collection of clothes that hang in our closet, tags still on, bought in the hope they'll one day fit, each piece a silent testament to promises we made to ourselves but didn't keep. These patterns are not just physical clutter, but mental and emotional burdens that weigh us down. A powerful step towards simplicity is reassessing how we allocate our time. In a world that celebrates busyness as a badge of honor, an empty calendar can seem like a desert wasteland, devoid of productivity. Yet it is in these open spaces that simplicity can bloom, providing us with the luxury to slow down, to listen, to be present. It's here, in the stillness, that we find what often eludes us in our everyday rush: moments of genuine joy, clarity, and connection. Engaging in the act of decluttering, whether it's clearing out a closet, reevaluating a toxic relationship, or saying no to another commitment, is akin to taking out the trash. It's a necessary and ongoing process to maintain the sanctity of our personal space and inner peace. By consciously choosing to eliminate what no longer serves us, we make room for new opportunities, relationships, and experiences that align with our truest selves. Simplifying isn't about having less for the sake of it, but having more of what brings us authentic happiness and fulfillment. Part 4. Reimagining discipline and boundaries as tools for empowerment. Ever found yourself questioning the purpose of seemingly mundane tasks, like making your bed? You might wonder, why bother if I'm just going to mess it up again tonight? It's a common thought, one that might even seem logical on the surface. However, this mindset can have widespread implications on our ability to find motivation and meaning in our daily routines. Let's take a moment to explore the concept of discipline and how setting boundaries can significantly enhance our lives. Imagine starting your day with the simple act of making your bed, but doing so with the care and attentiveness you would if you were expecting an esteemed guest. This act, though small, can set a ripple effect in motion, impacting your day, your week, and eventually your life in profound ways. It transforms your bedroom into a sanctuary, symbolizing a fresh start and a space that welcomes you back with open arms at the end of each day. Such a routine can imbue your mornings with a sense of purpose and pave the way for a day filled with intentionality. Discipline and setting boundaries are often perceived as restrictive or joyless undertakings. They bring to mind images of sacrifice, self-denial, and a rigid existence devoid of pleasure. Yet when we reframe these concepts as foundational elements for a fulfilling life, we unlock their true potential. These practices are not about curtailing joy, but about cultivating it, fostering a life replete with meaning and contentment. Embarking on the path of self-care is, in essence, an exercise in drawing boundaries. It's a declaration that certain times, spaces, and practices are sacred and reserved solely for your well-being. This is your time to recharge, to indulge in what nourishes your soul, and to honor your needs and aspirations. The essence of discipline and the art of maintaining boundaries lie in their maintenance. While the allure of grand gestures and dramatic changes is undeniable, it's the consistency of small, everyday actions that build the foundation for lasting transformation. Completing tasks, defining your non-negotiables, and conducting honest assessments of your life's habits and patterns are all acts of self-love. By saying no to what doesn't serve us, we emphatically say yes to ourselves, to our growth, and to a life of purpose and joy. In redefining our relationship with discipline and boundaries, we discover they are not constraints, but rather liberating forces that guide us toward our most authentic selves. They are the silent guardians of our time, energy, and well-being, ensuring that we live not just by existing, but by thriving. Part 5. Embrace the warmth of gratitude and affirmations. Gratitude isn't merely a seasonal accessory that comes out of storage with the holiday decorations. It's a year-round lifeline. As the chill of winter sets in and the holiday frenzy begins, it's crucial to remember the power of gratitude. This practice becomes a beacon of light on those long, dark nights. Whether you're surrounded by the buzz of family and friends or navigating the season in solitude, gratitude serves as a gentle nudge, reminding us to acknowledge the abundance within our lives, even amidst the trials and tribulations. Life, with its ebb and flow, bestows upon us a myriad of experiences, some exhilarating, others challenging. One day, you might be celebrating a monumental career achievement, the next day grappling with the trials it brings. Perhaps you find yourself in the living space of your dreams, only to discover its hidden flaws. Such is the nature of life, filled with highs and lows, wins and losses. This is where affirmations come into play, guiding our focus away from our misfortunes and towards the blessings we've amassed. Begin by jotting down the moments and things that spark joy within you. Maybe it's the juicy tomato you stumbled upon at the local farmer's market, a friend whose understanding seems boundless, or an unexpected care package that warms your heart. These instances of joy, whether they're tied to a person, place, thing, or experience, are gleaming jewels in the tapestry of our lives. Cherish these memories and moments, holding them close like treasured gems. As you reflect on these gifts, take a moment to express your gratitude for their presence in your life. You might find that this simple act of thanksgiving brings a transformative shift in your perspective, lighting up your mood and your outlook. Gratitude and affirmations are not just exercises in positive thinking. They are practices that weave warmth and light into the fabric of our daily existence. They remind us to celebrate the small victories, to cherish the love and beauty that surrounds us, and to hold on to hope, even in the darkest of times. So, as you navigate the complexities of life, remember to pause and give thanks, for it is in these moments of appreciation that we find strength, joy, and resilience. Final summary. Throughout our exploration, we've ventured into the depths of self-care and the art of loving oneself. Unraveling the nuances of what truly nourishes and revitalizes us stands as a key milestone in the quest to cultivate an enriching self-care regimen. Understandably, this journey is one of discovery, often paved with trials, errors, and invaluable lessons. It's natural to encounter moments of doubt or discomfort as you experiment with various self-care practices. Perhaps a suggested routine doesn't quite resonate with you, sparking feelings of being an imposter or simply not fitting in. However, it's crucial to remember that these feelings are but stepping stones on the path to uncovering what genuinely aligns with your soul. Let a year of self-care serve as your compass, inviting you to delve into the vast reservoirs of peace, joy, and fulfillment that dwell within you. Embrace each day as an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to experiment, and to grow. As you journey through the year, you may find that what felt unnatural or uncomfortable at first gradually transforms into a source of strength and serenity. In your hands lies the power to sculpt a life brimming with self-love and tender care. Allow this journey to unfold in its own time, nurturing your spirit and unlocking the doors to a well of inner abundance. As you traverse this path, you will undoubtedly discover that the most profound treasures are not found at the journey's end, but in the steps you take, the practices you embrace, and the love you cultivate for yourself along the way. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.